This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're wondering where we've gone because you've been watching us on YouTube, they kicked us off YouTube a couple of months ago. So you'll find all of our new content at Rumble. Rumble.com is just like YouTube. You use it the same way. Subscribe to our channel there, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Share that with your friends. But bear in mind, if you want to make sure you bypass the gatekeepers of big tech and social media, get our free mobile app. Tell you how before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, a U.S. default. Is it possible? Yeah, actually it is. During President Trump's administration, the national debt climbed over $8 trillion, increased by over $8 trillion. The Biden administration in the first 9 months has added another $3.5 trillion to that number. The government's fiscal year ends this coming Thursday, and a new budget needs to be agreed to, or there won't be any money to fund the spending that's already been agreed to. So if the debt limit doesn't increase, the U.S. Treasury will be unable to pay its bills beginning sometime in the month of October, and eventually that could result in an actual debt default, would be the first in American history. Now, Senate Republicans are saying, we're not going to agree to raise the debt limit unless Democrats drop their request for this $3.5 trillion spending plan that they're trying to push through. Well, Chair of the U.S. Treasury, Janet Yellen, says this could mean that in a matter of days, millions of Americans are suddenly short of cash. We could see indefinite delays in critical payments to creditors of the U.S. government. Nearly 50 million seniors could stop receiving Social Security checks for a time. Troops could go unpaid. Millions of families who rely on monthly child tax credits could see delays. Now, obviously, they're trying to apply some public relations pressure to members of Congress in order to raise the debt ceiling. But the fact is, you can't sustain this level of debt forever. And there are other shocks in the global economy that may trigger things that lawmakers who've been kicking the can down the road for years just have not accounted for, like topic number 4, China and the China Evergrande collapse. The world's still waiting to find out what's going to happen here with the conglomerate Evergrande and its enormous mountain of debt. Now, this issue with Chinese companies not paying debt obligations isn't entirely new. Last year, a number of Chinese state-owned corporations failed to meet debt payments, defaulting on loans. This is about $6 billion worth of loans last year between January and October. That was as much as the previous 2 years combined. But Evergrande's debt load is over $300 billion. $6 billion, $300 billion. That's 5 times larger than the debt load carried by Lehman Brothers, which is the American investment bank that collapsed 13 years ago back in 2008 that triggered a global economic crisis. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese authorities are already asking local governments to prepare for the downfall of Evergrande. In other words, get ready for wide-scale social unrest if things go completely belly up, which appears to be a possibility. And by the way, this, I hope, is unconnected, but the country's former ambassador to the UN, Xia Zhukang, told a summit of Chinese nuclear policy experts that they must be ready to use nuclear weapons as a first strike, abandoning its no-first-use policy. This is a response to the AUKUS agreement between the U.S., the U.K., and Australia to build nuclear submarines for Australia. Again, one hopes and prays that Chinese leaders won't see a first strike, a first nuclear strike, as an option for distracting its people from trying to overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. Topic number 3, supply chain issues. The U.K. possibly facing a dark winter. British Petroleum, BP in the UK, forced to ration fuel and shut down some stations over there. Supermarkets in the UK warning of food shortages, and more energy firms in the UK warning of higher prices. The Petrol Retailers Association in the UK warning drivers there to keep a quarter tank of petrol in the tank to prepare for potential closures of their usual filling stations. ITV, citing a spokesperson for British Petroleum, said a shortage of truck drivers is inhibiting the ability of the company to transport fuel from refineries to its network of service stations. And the Prime Minister's office said, we acknowledge there are issues facing many industries across the UK as the nation heads into colder months. But that issue of supply chain disruption is affecting us here in the US as well. If you shop at the big warehouse stores like Sam's or Costco, you might have noticed this. Costco, for example, last week has brought back purchase limits on certain products like toilet paper, cleaning supplies, and more. They say there's a 2 or 3 week delay in getting products delivered, partly due to a shortage of drivers and warehouse workers. And this is also partly due to shipping problems. Before the pandemic, according to one expert who deals with moving products from China to the U.S., it would cost about $2,000 to $3,000, between $2,000 and $5,000, that is, to move a container of goods from China to port here in the United States. Recently, that number has gone as high as $30,000 if you want it delivered on a reasonably, you know, expected timeline. You can get that price down to about $20,000 from $30,000 if you're willing to accept a looser delivery deadline, like whenever we can find space on a ship. This is affecting food prices and the availability of goods. Food prices here in the U.S., beef, chicken, and pork rising as the inventory of meat in cold storage has yet to recover from the low levels it hit during the pandemic when packing plants were shut down and restaurants were shut down. So suddenly demand for these products dropped precipitously. Again, the inventory levels have not yet risen back to pre-pandemic levels. And you know that the supply chain disruption is serious when it starts affecting liquor deliveries. Report from Pennsylvania that the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has announced this week it's going to begin rationing a list of popular liquor labels. In Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth there controls all liquor sales. Whether you're a bar, a restaurant, or just an individual consumer, you have to go to a state store to buy liquor. But because of supply chain disruptions, you're now limited to 2 bottles per customer per day on certain items. This began a week ago Friday. This includes popular brands like Hennessy Cognac, Jack Daniel's Whiskey, Buffalo Trace Bourbon, certain popular brands of champagne, and so forth. And again, it doesn't matter whether you're an individual customer or a bar or a restaurant. This is just the way it is. Again, shipping issues are a problem, but also the supply of bottles in which to put the product becoming an issue. All because we decided to run the economy into a wall last spring. White House National Economic Director Brian Deese said pandemic profiteering is to blame for the costs rising for Americans. Might also have something to do with all of the extra money that has been printed and thrown into the economy in the name of stimulus, especially since a lot of those stimulus checks were sent out to keep workers home, effectively disincentivizing workers from actually going to work. It's hard to move product when the people normally responsible for actually moving the packages from the warehouse onto the trucks and then from the trucks to the shelves are just staying home and collecting checks. Topic number 2, Del Rio. The migrant camp is been solved. The whole problem along the border, border agents will no longer be able to use horses to control the border because, again, liberals thought that the reins on the horses were actually whips. So apparently we're not bothered by the squalid conditions created under the bridge, the international bridge at Del Rio, because the Biden administration has essentially thrown the gates open. You know, they're saying one thing, oh, our border is closed, while in fact just letting it be known that if you get to America, Border Patrol will catch you and then release you with a little piece of paper asking you nicely to show up at a customs office or a border control office, which is just not going to happen. We are bothered, however, by Border Patrol agents actually trying to patrol the border. Well, according to Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, on Thursday, some 1,400 Haitians have been flown back to their Port-au-Prince in Haiti on government flights. About 3,200 immigrants remain in custody, 5,000 still camped out under the bridge. But that leaves about 3,400 unaccounted for. We don't know where they are. 3,400 unaccounted for. We don't know where they are. But don't worry, the border is secure. But again, corporate media not asking the important questions. These are Haitians. You can't walk across the Caribbean to get from Haiti to Mexico. How did they get here? Who's paying for them to get here? And what is their end game? That's what we need to find out. Coming up, irony, thy name is Biden. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, Uncle Joe owes the IRS. It appears President Biden, who is trying to tax the snot out of us for this $3.5 trillion spending plan, repeatedly demanding that the wealthy pay their fair share, may owe up to $500,000 in back taxes. Republicans say that a new nonpartisan report issued for Congress indicates that President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office. Biden and the First Lady routed more than $13 million that they took in for speaking fees through S corporations. It's a tax gimmick. An S corporation counted less than $800,000 out of that $13 million as salary eligible to be taxed for Medicare at a 3.8% rate. This is according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. So taxing that amount, the full $13 million, that's about $500,000 in back taxes owed. Interesting to see if they will pursue this as aggressively as Democrats have been pursuing former President Trump's tax returns, but I'm not holding my breath. Oh, it's nice to see, by the way, that last week Politico, which is a mainstream corporate news outlet, Politico reporting that the Hunter Biden laptop is genuine and that the stuff that's been reported over the past year by mainly the Daily Mail in the UK and the New York Post just prior to the election, for which the New York Post, America's oldest newspaper, got banned from social media. Nice to see that Politico finally legitimizing the story. Yeah, this stuff is all true. Oh, and by the way, it appears that Hunter Biden demanded $2 million from people in Libya to try to get the government to unfreeze the assets of the government of Libya And this while Joe Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States. But it's all history. What difference does it make? Just remember, Christians, God saw all of this coming. Doesn't mean we just roll over and take it, but just remember, the Lord saw all of this coming, and our mission is still the same, which is to make disciples of all nations. It's my opinion that what's happened here in America politically over the last year has been a wake-up call. Kindergarten Christianity is over. It's time to deploy. Well, information for that deployment coming in the form of the SkyWatch TV Defender Virtual Conference Countdown, which launches October 15th. It will be all of the video content will be available for 90 days for you to stream on your schedule, binge watch whenever it's convenient for you. And this will include the world premiere of the new documentary about the UFO phenomenon, the disclosure movement, The Great Delusion, from award-winning filmmaker Josh Peck. I like saying that, award-winning filmmaker. Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, and the late Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, and Chris Putnam, all included in that documentary film. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, great presentations from the likes of Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Pastor Carl Gallops, L.A. Marzulli, and many others. You'll find a complete list of the speakers, and information, and, of course, a place to register at defenderconference.com. And do that early, because if you register by October 10th, just under 2 weeks away, you save $10. So save 10 by 1010 at defenderconference.com. This month, just a few days left in September, but take advantage of this special offer. For your support, your donation, your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans. Yes, the Titans were real, and Greek mythology reflects a twisted version of the supernatural war that's chronicled in the Bible. There is an overlap between Greek mythology, it's actually Greek religion, ancient Greek religion, and the Bible. You can find out more and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling toll-free 844-750-4985. And thank you for your support. This week on SkyWatch TV, we kick off a new series featuring the brand new book by Josh Peck about the Essenes and what they knew about the final age of man, which, according to their calculations, begins in 2025. Josh Peck, Dr. Ken Johnson, joining Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. You'll find a schedule for the broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the SkyWatch TV channel on Roku or Apple TV, the set-top box, you've already got it there. Just click the remote, and we will broadcast on your schedule. Or you could add the SkyWatch TV app to your mobile device, smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, get you all of our video content, not just the weekly broadcast, but these daily news updates and the new programs that are coming from SkyWatch TV beginning this coming weekend. The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Simply His, a women's show unlike any other, and a health program, Return to Eden. Those added to the SkyWatch TV app beginning, well, later this week. So download that to your smartphone or tablet. We've got a link to the app stores, or links to all of the app stores, rather, at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link for the mobile app at skywatchtv.com in the top menu bar there. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from SkyWatch TV.